Yours and urine. It's 7 half the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program, Thursday, October 31st, 2013. We were talking yesterday about our new affiliate in Tucson. And one of the things that was in the back of my mind, what I had seen, Jennifer, and I don't know why it escaped my mind, it just did. Mm-hmm. But there was a big wreck on the interstate between Phoenix and Tucson early yesterday morning. There was a dust storm, as I remember seeing the information that came across. And I was comparing, I think I said actually later on, after the folks in Tucson were gone, this was comparable to a big snowstorm.
Have you ever been in a dust storm?
I have not actually ever been.
It's impossible to see. It's really scary.
So what I want to do is invite people who are listening to the truth, who may have experienced it or know a little bit more about it, tell the story for the rest of us who are interested, curious as to, again, the dust storms. Now, often, I've driven that section of Interstate 10 dozens and dozens and dozens of times and have not been, as you were suggesting, a victim of that sort of a dust storm. Well, what's it like, and what more can you add to, I think there were a couple of fatalities, three as a matter of fact, if I remember the number correctly. What happened? Let's get an ear witness report from the folks in Tucson at 888-302-3684. Also, today at DougSteffen.com, there's a story, this is just coincidental, now that we are back on in Tucson after a few years, they start a business in Tucson wanting to give you the opportunity to ride a balloon up to the edge of space.
Ooh.
How many people know anything about that in Tucson or elsewhere? We have that story.
You would do something like that, wouldn't you?
DougSteffen.com. I don't know if I would ride a balloon to the edge of space. That's up about, if you go in terms of the atmosphere, up about 50, 60 miles. You know, when you get...
It's like where that guy jumped from, isn't it? What was his name?
Yeah.
Was it? How far up was he, Kenny? Do you remember? Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on Good Day. How far up was he?
I don't remember how many miles, but they had said it was right on the edge of space.
Well, I was in the Concorde once, and that flies at 100,000. Most airplanes fly about 40,000 feet. The Concorde flew at 100,000 feet, which is basically 20 miles up. And you can see the curvature of the Earth from it's not dramatic, mm-hmm. but you can at 20 miles, you can
this
see.
This is 39 kilometers above the Earth.
39 kilometers.
Felix Baumgartner.
Is about 30 miles. 30, 31 miles up. Yeah, that's about, well, so that makes sense, because if the Concorde's at 20 miles and you go up another third, as I said, you can see the curvature, not dramatically, from the Concorde, but if you go up another 10 miles, you're bound to be able to see the curvature, and you see the separation in the atmosphere from the blue sky, if you will, to the black.
The dark, right.
Of the darkness of what is basically the entire universe. And that's a chilling feeling when you get right down to it, isn't it? Think about it. The vastness of space when you look out. Here we are, 150, 170, 80-pound human beings, that are finite, at least our bodies are. I'm not sure that I think that our souls are, but our bodies are finite. And most everything that we know about how life is lived here has a beginning, a middle, and an end. But yeah, when you look out in space and you understand that there is no...
Oh, yeah. It makes your brain hurt.
And no end. It does.
When things aren't linear, that's the only way our brains know how to process things. When they're not linear, it gives you a headache.
Yeah. All right, so let's find out more about this. Stan is calling us from Jonesboro. Are you in Arkansas or Arizona? I'm not sure what the...
Arkansas.
All right, so what do you know about the balloon ride?
I seen that last week on the news there. It cost $75,000 to ride it.
Ooh. Is that all? Let's go twice. Come on.
And the capsule looks... My son said it looked like something off Star Wars because it's got the squares in the windows.
Really?
Yeah.
All right,
and then they cut the balloon loose, and there's a hang glider type parachute that comes out over that.
Yeah.
And you float back down.
Really?
Yeah. I said I'd rather let the air out of the balloon than.
Yeah. Take a slow right, ride.
So
back.
I've gone to the story, which is at in the Today Show section at DougSteffen.com. There's a picture of this balloon sort of, it looks like it was landing on the moon, though, Kenny, that picture that you...
Yeah, it'd go up as high so you see the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah. Well, that's about 30 miles. Yeah, that's about 30 miles. Yeah. Would you do it?
No.
Not gonna
smart
do
guy.
What's the highest up you've ever been, Stan?
Up there on Pike's Peak up there in Denver.
Pike's
Peak.
That's
pretty
high. Yeah,
it is. There.
21,000 feet. Yeah, you're right about that.
Get a nosebleed.
All right, Stan, take a good deep breath. Thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. This is a startup company that's based in Tucson looking for $75,000. It's called Worldview Plans. It's called Worldview, Plans. To offer, I suppose it could be Worldview.
The importance of punctuation.
Worldview is capitalized, however, and Plans is not. So that should have been my first clue. I want to offer to you the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity through a ride inside a capsule attached to a huge helium balloon.
Ugh.
Fully inflated, the balloon
seem kind of weird.
Is the size of a football field. Story in the Washington Times yesterday. Trip will take 6 passengers, 2 crew members, 18 miles. So it's not going to go up as high as we were talking. It's not even going as high as the Concorde flew.
Do you get peanuts?
Not sure. I bet you there's somebody listening in Tucson right now that's connected to this in some way or another. Give us a buzz, will you? 888-302-3684. An official video from their site shows a simulation of the trip, and that's what we've sort of glommed onto at DougStefan.com. A giant balloon would lift the capsule into the air. Several transparent sections would allow viewers to look out from all sides of the structure. But in any of the connections that I've ever seen to floating around in a balloon, there's no way of controlling where it goes. You get it up high enough, unless there's got to be some new kind
of control. There's got to be something, because don't hot air balloons, I mean, there's some science behind that, right? That's why I've never floated on, because I really feel like that little string just isn't enough for me.
Let's hope that might be the case. 888-302-3684. Al's listening in Tucson. Hi, Al.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
Doing fine.
Good. So what
you
can you...
You want to know about the balloon?
I'm interested. How are you connected to it?
Are you a radio guy, Al? You've got the pipes for it.
Interesting question, Jennifer. I work on the station you're on right now.
Well, you sound like you should. So there.
And
you
that would be in the news department there, right?
Well, I do the traffic reports.
Traffic report. All right. So what's the traffic?
How's traffic
like in space?
Well, in space it'll be fine. This is a Tucson startup company, and it's interesting that the people that are doing it. Do you remember the biosphere?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Have either one of you visited there?
No. I have not.
That's outside of Tucson in a little town called Oracle, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is that up the 10?
It's not off the 10. It's on the way to Florence, Arizona, between Tucson and Phoenix. It's on a little road called State Route 77. But these two people that are starting this balloon venture, they own a company called Paragon Space Ventures.
Really?
And they used to be the two of the original biospherians. And I guess they fell in love in the biosphere, and they are now business partners.
Wow. What a cool story. That's a great story.
Their company also develops space suits, and they have a contract with NASA to do that. So this is a second business venture that they're doing. And I don't know if anyone signed up for it yet.
Okay, so this is a girl question. Can I ask you two boys the girl question?
Help yourself, Jen.
Okay. So do we just get to wear regular clothes when we do this? Or you mentioned spacesuits. Do you actually have to have some sort of protective gear on when you're in the capsule?
Well, I don't know the answer to that.
I like to plan my outfits accordingly.
I just know that that's their second line of business, is developing spacesuits for NASA. That's so this is a second business venture that may or may not work for
them. Where did they get their funding, Al? Are they funded locally?
I think they have... there may be some of their own in it, but I'm sure that they have outside money.
Yeah, fascinating. All right, you're the traffic guy. Tell us the story of the wreck on Interstate 10 yesterday and the dust storms.
Well, your analogy to a snowstorm is a good one. for the desert to have a dust storm, because visibility is zero in many of these dust storms. And usually the big dust storms that we have, where we have issues with 15 vehicles involved in a wreck like this and fatalities, is in this very same spot every year.
Really?
I remember we have a nasty wreck almost every year, and it's called Picacho Peak, which is about halfway between Tucson and Phoenix, a little closer to Tucson.
Yeah.
It's one of the two spots in Arizona where there was actually a Civil War battle.
Wow. <That's right. laughs> There you go.
This is the ghost of Christmas past.
And so, Doug, you're wrong about the time that it happened. It happened at noon on Tuesday.
Noon.
Yeah.
So I thought it was midnight. It said 12 o'clock, just figuring it's midnight. So it was
It's a little afternoon. Yeah. And even though it's light out, you can't see anything.
No.
The rules of a dust storm are probably the same with the rules of a whiteout snowstorm. You pull over, turn off your lights, and don't touch your brakes.
Mm-hmm.
Even having done all that, which I'm not sure that these people did do, or some of them did do, you still have 15 vehicles involved, sometimes even more. I remember there was one that had, I think, north of 60 vehicles involved. This is maybe 20 or 30 years ago when I first came to Arizona.
All right, Al, you're a good man. Well, the last final question I have for you is, I'm going to come to Tucson in a couple of weeks. I'm looking for a good used Ford Excursion with a V10 engine.
I thought you were
going
to ask Al for lunch, car.
Right. I'm asking Al. Maybe Al will go with Bill White to lunch someplace. But I
Al,
need
you and I will have lunch in Tucson. You can help Doug with this car. I don't know.
I don't know where to get one, but Tucson has among the cheapest gas prices in the country. We're at 301 right now.
Wow. Yeah.
Good.
Go there.
All right, Al, you're a good, Al is our pal. Thanks for the call. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the input. All right, so I am looking for an excursion. Anybody in Tucson, give me a buzz. 888-302 Doug at 20, where are we, 18 after the hour, 19 past, something like that.
Want an easy-to-install floor at an easy-to-save price? Then get to Lumber Liquidators, because we've got all easy-click floors on sale in over 110 varieties. All laminate flooring is 20% off. Plus, get easy-click hardwood, easy-click bamboo, and more for up to 58% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Better yet, all Morningstar bamboo and Tranquility vinyl floors are on sale and get special financing. Better get clicking. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes, with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D with the decongestant pharmacists trust most, and the formula our communities can trust too.
Use as directed.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you.
Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Is obvious. Ghost Riders in the Sky, the Outlaws. It'd be something good to listen to in its entirety, but we don't have time for that now as we celebrate Halloween with Eddie Murphy in a moment. First, though, the normal bill of fare here at this point in this hour of the program is to fetch back into the vault from last night the late night shows, the monologues from Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon.
You know, it's really trick-or-treat time at the White House. President Obama tricked us, the thing that we'd be able to afford treatment. You see, it was trick or treatment. Trick or treatment. Well, now, the Federal Trade Commission reports that con artists are using confusion over Obamacare to sign people up, you know, for what they call fake health insurance. The scammers lure victims with false promises. They say stuff like, if you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. See, they'll tell you that. The scammers will tell you that, but you have to be careful.
Anybody tried to sign up for the Obamacare? You guys have any luck signing up? It's impossible. They're supposed to go to a computer and type in all of your information, and then the computer, the website shut down. You can't get Obamacare. After all of this crap, you can't get it now. And everybody's furious. The Republicans are mad. Here's why the Republicans are mad. They are upset about Obamacare because something they tried to stop now won't get started. So they just don't.
New article says that Reese's peanut butter cups are the most popular Halloween candy this year for trick or treat. Delicious treats. I like Clark bars.
Clark bars.
It's rare, right? It's rare. Probably if someone gives you that, it's probably weird, right? If you get a Clark bar, yeah. But anyways, they're saying Reese's peanut butter cups. Everyone loves those things. They're good, yeah. Well, this article also listed the three least popular Halloween candies. Number three, of course, purse bottom cough drops. They're not the best candy. Number two, hot sauce packets. That's good to give out for Halloween. The number one worst Halloween candy is freezer tinfoil surprise. Yeah, yeah. Is that a pork chop? Or is that a potato? I forgot what I wrapped up.
All right, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman. And Jay Leno, I thought it was interesting that two of them at least went after the health care bill. The stuff wrapped around that is in and of itself not exactly a cherry delight. Okay, so let's have a little Halloween comedy. Eddie Murphy was really funny when he was a kid.
You ever sit behind this couple in the movie theater? The guy and the girl sit down, the girl say,
"Now, you've seen this before, don't you? Don't tell me what's going to happen, okay? Just let me sit here and juggle, because you always do that. You always tell me what happened, all right?
Just be cool, baby. I ain't going to tell you what's going to happen.
Just let me watch this. Is she going to die? That's all I want to know. Don't tell me nothing else after this.
And go to a horror movie with girls, and girls be covering their faces. It's like, that paid $4. She better watch the movie. They're pulling their hand out. It's like to go to see a horror movie they already seen, you know? And the girl's going, is the eyes going to get ripped out? No, and they get ripped out. She goes, where are you going? I'm going to have bad dreams. I'm going to have bad dreams. I can't watch it now. I'm going to have bad dreams. And go home and have bad dreams. I don't have bad dreams. Once you, I'm 21 now. When you become a man, you become a man, you don't have bad dreams anymore. I still get afraid sometimes in my bedroom, though. Late at night. You ever just feel like something's in your bedroom with you? And you be looking at the coat in the corner like this. And you do this long enough, your imagination to go on, the coat to go, how you doing?
Funniest part of that was the $4 movies. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Is a Tea Party-inspired shutdown of the federal government a complete failure, or was it merely a battle lost in a long war?
I agree that it was worth it, although I disagree with Ann Coulter that it was beautifully run. It really exposed some great divides within the Republican Party right now, and also how leaderless the House Republicans are. Yeah, I think it was very much a fight worth having.
All right.
I just wish we had better fighters.
Well, $28 billion is a lot of money, and for self-styled fiscal conservatives to be sort of laughing that off as if that's no big deal, I think is quite telling. They're not really fiscal conservatives after all. They're partisan ideologues, and the aim here was to somehow destroy something that Obama had done. But the foolish thing, as John McCain has pointed out over and over again, was that was never going to happen.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and TraumaMax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. TraumaMax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
It's 33 after the hour. Kent Kessler with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Thursday, the last day of October. And what's happening is where we are, where our heads are. Our emphasis is on information, best stories of the day, the good stories, the good news. Here's one that I think is worthwhile. A story of a radio station in Harrisburg, Illinois, WEBQ. Folks there decided they were going to help a homeless shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Shelter was supposed to be closing. The folks at the radio station WBQ held an 8-hour radio telethon, radiothon, I guess, because there wasn't any television involved, collected $40,000.
That's
in
a lot.
8 hours, wow. Donations, pledges, that kind of stuff, enough to keep the shelter going for another year.
Very cool.
This is an old...
Wait, $40,000 keeps the shelter going for a year?
Yeah, it's all the people that work there are volunteers, so they just need...
Should the government take some lessons on that? That's pretty good.
That's very good, matter of fact. They had a goal of $50,000 and got to $40,000-some-odd. The shelter would have been closing today were it not for radio station WEBQ. So... kudos to them in Harrisburg, Illinois. Radio station's been on the air for 90 years serving that community. Good for them.
Before there was air, there was a station.
Right, exactly. All right, the two big items on the hit parade continue to be the healthcare business and the spying. Visitors trying to log on to the website today, earlier this morning, saw the same stubborn phrase that has...
Wonk, wonk. That's the audio that goes along with it.
Really? Wonk, wonk.
Wonk, wonk, wonk.
The system is down at the moment. So it's been,
so
what?
Is the morale of the country, people, but it's okay.
This is... this thing started a month ago,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
the healthcare.gov website launched on October 1st. Riddled with technical problems despite the series of advance warning signs and despite a chorus of apologies out of Washington, it may be another month before everything is running well. The vice president became the latest person to apologize for this botched mess. Yesterday he said, quote, "We assumed," and you know what happens when you assume anything,
mm-hmm.
"that it was up and ready to run." So they have made an ass out of them and them, in essence. Let's see here. The good news is, although it's not ready to run, we apologize for that. We are confident by the end of the next month it'll be, and there's still plenty of time for people to register to get online. So this information came after Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius apologized for the, quote, "miserably frustrating problems with the website." She was in front of Congress yesterday for 3.5 hours. No, if I don't have time to watch the Red Sox win the World Series, I don't have time for this either.
It was incredible. And here's,
by the way, the Red Sox won the World Series.
Those
Red Sox.
Those beards are
Red Sox. Those of you in St. Louis.
Oh, please. You watch one baseball game a year.
Sox.
No, and you're going to jump on the Red Sox band.
The Red Sox.
Please.
One.
Please. Just wait. Next year is the Dodgers year. That's what I
Red
always
Sox
say.
Against
next
the Dodgers.
Year.
Red
next
Sox
year,
win.
Dodgers. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know
Red
if you watched.
Sox won.
You said no. Kathleen Sebelius. Yeah, you didn't see her.
No, I did not.
What I thought was
Kenny, did you see it? Kenny was probably asleep at the time. Okay, go ahead.
What I thought was an interesting little perspective here is President Obama.
Yes.
Builds the, I mean, say what you will about the guy, but this, he builds teams around him that protect him.
Mm-hmm.
He, I mean, that's.
By design.
Yeah.
That's his comfort
and
level.
That's a, I mean, that's a great thing if you're him. I mean, I don't know
well,
how great it is for
not
the rest
a great
of us.
Thing for the taxpayer. As
it's
an aside here, Bill Clinton sort of started this. It got bigger with George Bush and biggest now. Mrs. Obama, for example, has 23 staff members. Mrs. Bush had two. Mrs. Clinton had two. Mrs. Bush Sr. before that had one. And now it's 23. Obama's got all these czars. They've got assistants. They've got staff. The White House is overflowing with people obviously doing nothing. Anyway,
yeah.
That's side. Go ahead.
But,
back to you in the studio.
I mean, she became like a, I mean, I don't even know.
Sebelius,
yeah, she was, I mean, just laid down, basically, and became sort of a punching
You deserve
bag.
Better. I apologize, she says.
Yeah, and she, I mean, she fell on her sword. She protected President Obama. Hillary Clinton did the same thing when she was on, you know, when she was doing the hearing for Benghazi. I mean, this is just amazing that these really powerful women lay down on their swords for President Obama. On.
Yeah, isn't that, is a very interesting.
But it says a lot about who he surrounds himself with and the rules, I guess.
Well, now, having said that, there's a secret letter that has, obviously, because everybody knows about it now, it's not a secret anymore. Every one of the female Democratic senators have signed this letter addressed to Mrs. Clinton, encouraging her to run for the presidency. The letter includes the signature of Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was just elected from Massachusetts, and all the other senators mentioned as potential candidates, two high-ranking Democratic Senate aides. Apparently, when one of these copies of the letter was leaked, were on the one of the television news programs. The letter was organized by Senator Barbara Boxer, meant to be a private show of support from the 16 former colleagues, because Mrs. Clinton was in the Senate, right? And they are fans. They have urged her to do what most of the Democratic Party assume she will do. Run, baby, run. So what do you think of that? 888-302-3684. The existence of the letter came from Senator Kay Hagan of North Carolina. She mentioned it at an event in New York. Apparent slip of the tongue. And then there were lots of apologetic emails from her Senate office to other of the ladies who signed the letter. So there are no secrets. The letter encourages Mrs. Clinton to run. Hagan told a gathering organized by Emily's List, and that's the Emily's List, the woman that runs Emily's List, certainly would be behind Mrs. Clinton. Anyway, so this is something that people will be talking about today. What do you think? Mrs. Clinton, not a secret, appears to want to be a candidate in 2016.
She already is a candidate, kind of, isn't she?
Yeah, I guess she is. Yeah. It also sort of takes some of the highest potential Clinton rivals out of the mix. How about that?
I don't think anybody will dare run against her in the primary except for Joe Biden, probably, don't you think?
He's not smart enough not to.
You said it.
Well,
not me.
Honestly, there's something wrong with that statement?
No, it's true. He'll run against her and he'll lose. Maybe maybe Howard Dean. He's the only other
friends.
Democrat making noise. Who else is making noise?
That's all he does do anymore is make noise. I have a lot of respect for that guy. He got really treated badly by the news media. I probably was more involved in that campaign that year than I have been in a political campaign, at least as far as the radio is concerned, for a long, long time. I remember meeting him and talking to him and going to a lot of the rallies, and the way that the news media pushed him and pummeled
him. Oh, they get one little dumb sound bite, and you're done. I mean, it happened
and
to
Rick Perry. And the sound bite was really taken out of context.
You're right. It was it that really
I was sitting there in the fourth row watching him as he said what he did versus what came out in the news media. It wasn't anything even close to.
But, you know, as a candidate, you have to be a smart candidate. Now, everything is a 10 to 15 second sound bite, and you have to be really careful
about
how you present yourself.
And Mrs. Clinton is extraordinarily well schooled in that. She learned it when she was the wife of the president and has practiced it well since then. So I heard CeeLo Green wants to be her running mate.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
How about that? Hillary Clinton, CeeLo Green.
They wouldn't
Green.
Even need like a song. He could just sing.
Yeah, right.
It'd be great.
Here comes Mrs. President.
That's probably not what they were saying. And I think maybe feminists might be offended by the fact that you said, here comes Mrs. President.
Ah, Ms. President, then. We'll offend anybody. We're not here to offend
Gloria Steinem on the line.
Anybody. Gloria Steinem is... Yeah, she's still around. Actually, well, never mind. I was about to make another comment that I probably... See, I edited myself. Thank you, Jennifer, for helping me edit myself.
Triple eight white out, sir.
302-3684 Or email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, where you can find lots of the news, the stories behind the story, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, our poll of the day, all kinds of good stuff that'll help you wake up and be tuned in to what is going on. If you would like to listen to a little advice, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grab your ears if you're hoping for thicker, fuller, and healthier hair. Without the long wait, the brand new Provia Super Concentrate was created with you in mind. This tiny bottle packs 4 times the power of Provia's key ingredient for noticeably faster and more visible results. Tom in Florida knows what I'm talking about. He said, quote, I've used Provia for a while now with amazing results. My hair comes in thicker every day, absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has commented on how great I look. Revitalizing hair follicles, blocking DHT, and improving scalp circulation safely, naturally, without nasty side effects, that's the job taken on by Provia Super Concentrate. You are just one phone call away, a click away, if you will, from stronger, fuller, younger-looking hair. Say goodbye to wasting your hair in your hairbrush, watching it go down the sink. Well, look, when you get up in the morning, you look at the pillow. What is that? Try Provia. You'll get the new Super Concentrate absolutely free with your order by dialing 800-525-8319. Again, the number, 800-525-8319. The new Super Concentrate from Provia cleanses the pores, opens them up so the follicles can grow again, thickens your hair as well. It's all natural. It works or your money back. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen and have no problem getting that extra strong bottle of Provia Super Concentrate. This is an offer that's limited, so call now 800-525-8319. What's the name of that product again? It's called Provia and Super Provia Concentrate, 800-525-8319.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Ann.
How you doing?
Amazing.
Good answer. What's going on?
Well, I've started taking Ambaren.
Ambaren?
Yes. It's a hormone-balancing supplement for women like us who are over 40. Ambaren helps you get rid of hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, joint and muscle aches, and other menopause symptoms.
Does it really work?
It really does. Listen to this. I didn't even realize how much difference getting rid of those symptoms makes. It's like a fog has been lifted, and I'm truly enjoying life again.
You make me want to try Ambaren.
Oh, Claire, you should do it. And when you do, you'll get a free bottle of Ambaren weight loss. It's an incredibly effective weight loss solution, clinically shown to help you lose weight, including body fat.
Wow, and it's free?
Yep, free.
To claim your complimentary risk-free trial, call right now. 1-800-362-6105. That's 1-800-362-6105. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call right now. 1-800-362-6105. 1-800-362-6105.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cash rewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yes, the folks at Grainger have great products. I've told you my experience there with over a million products. Grainger doesn't have what you're looking for. Probably doesn't exist. I wonder if they do have Halloween costumes there. Call, click, or stop by today. Get it? Got it? Good. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Speaking of costumes...
Yes.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, Jennifer and
I'm dressed
Kenny.
Up today.
Not much time left you have until tonight to get your Halloween costume. If you're looking to the movies for ideas, you're certainly not alone. There is some information at the Fandango website, Jennifer, that Thor...
Thor is my favorite superhero.
Ah, here we go. His, oh. I was asked about Luthwaite. Yeah, right. Okay. So, let's see. Thor has inspired a lot of costumes for men.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Superman, Iron Man, Ron Burgundy.
I love that.
And
that's
Irving,
an easy one. Red suit.
Pretty. Irving Zeisman from Bad Grandpa. I don't even know who that is. Who's that?
Zeisman? No, Zeisman? From Bad Grandpa.
That's
isn't
a
that
new
movie.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny Knoxville's new movie.
All right. On the others, you see it, Kenny? You go to the movies much, Ken?
No, not a lot.
No. All right. The Hunger Games, Kathleen, Katniss Everdeen. Mm-hmm. That her? That's the character's name, right, Jennifer?
That's
what's
pretty
her
easy. You dress all in black.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Then there's Oz, the great and powerful. It's Theodora, the Wicked Witch of the West.
Ooh, that'd be pretty.
Effie Trinkert from the Hunger Games. Great Gatsby's
that's the
Daisy Buchanan.
Queen, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Kick-Ass 2's Hit Girl. Who played that?
I don't know.
All right, those are the big costumes.
Somehow I missed the Kick-Ass movies.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. Don't know how those slipped by.
May not have missed a whole lot. So there's a report today from Syria that they have destroyed their chemical production facilities. What's the story there? The chemical production that created the gas? I thought the gas came from someplace else. Are we being told that they actually were making it in Syria? Is that it? And so they've destroyed the ability they have to make it, even though we haven't inspected all of the sites yet? Is that the basic bottom line here?
Their chemical production facilities, yeah, they're destroying them.
Yeah, but I wonder if they were making it there. I thought this stuff was made somewhere else and they shipped it in.
Like Iraq?
It's interesting. Yeah, right. Next door neighbors. 51 after on Good Day.
Hello. I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program, focused on lots of information, things that you may or may not have known were going on technologically. We've got so much of it around, it's easy for us to get lost in all this stuff. Shelley Palmer is our daily reporter in this area. He is going to be with us in a moment to talk about Vudu, a Netflix-like service, adding some new features to this service. Vudu, who do, you do what I do.
Don't know how you do Vudu. The voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell. Hell, if you want to salt and pepper salt.
Very nice.
Sorry, any opportunity I can use salt and pepper. Right, gotta go with it.
I'm more interested in Vudu on Halloween.
All right.
Stand by for that report here on Good Day.
Let's get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Netflix recently announced it was looking to bring digital versions of features you traditionally find on DVD releases to its original programming, like House of Cards. While Netflix was talking about it, Vudu stepped up and delivered. The Walmart-owned streaming service teamed up with Sony to launch a new service called Vudu Extras Plus. For now, the only film to receive extras is District 9, which you can watch, but also check out deleted scenes, featurettes, and access trivia. Vudu Extras Plus also includes an enhanced scene search for dialogue, videos, photos, and more, as well as a way to share your favorite clips on Facebook and Twitter. Vudu says bonus features will be added to other films later this year, including This Is the End, After Earth, and White House Down. The days of DVDs and Blu-rays are coming to an end, as bonus features were one of the few remaining benefits to buying physical copies of your favorite movies. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. And when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
All right, family, huddle up. It's Old Navy's biggest active sale of the season.
Mom.
That means up to 40% off activewear all weekend long.
Mom.
You're going to see performance tops and pants for the whole family from just $10. You're going to see compression pants from $12. Very flattering in the end zone.
Right.
You're going to see great deals left and right, so you got to keep your head in the game.
Mom, let's just go to Old Navy.
All right, good hustle. Break on three.
Head to Old Navy this weekend for up to 40% off activewear for the whole family. Valid 10/31 through 11/6. In-store only. Select styles only.
In case you missed it, the Boston Red Sox won their third World Series in 10 years last night. First time the Red Sox have won World Series at Fenway Park since 1918, FYI. Meanwhile, also in the FYI department, about a quarter of fires occur in homes that do not have smoke alarms. Well, maybe they've got a couple, but most of the time they fail to operate, often due to dead or missing batteries. Brian Osich finds out that there's one thing you can do, maybe this weekend, as we turn the clocks back, to help your family keep your home safe.
A working smoke alarm can help provide families with those critical extra seconds to safely escape a home fire. Chief William R. Metcalf, president of the International Association of Fire Chiefs, says this is the time of year to make sure your alarms are working.
For 26 years, Energizer and the IAFC have been working together on the Change Your Clock, Change Your Battery program. It's an important reminder to replace the batteries in your home smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors when you change your clocks for daylight saving time.
38% of fatal fire injuries happen in homes without working smoke alarms. That's a statistic Chief Metcalf says they're working hard to change.
More than 5 million batteries have been donated by Energizer to fire departments across the country through the Change Your Clock, Change Your Battery program, and billions more have heard the reminder. We're jointly committed to improving the statistics and helping to keep families safe. That's positive energy.
For more information and to download fire safety materials, go to energizer.com/change. That's Newsbreak from Energizer.
If you'd like, there's a new product you can attach to your smartphone that will make your notifications smell like bacon.
Yummy.
Technology there at its finest. Check it out. Stories at DougStefan.com. 59 past the hour.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.